Certainly, we do appreciate this time, this opportunity, where we can share a few thoughts with you.
Bless him, Lord.
Sister Baxter was just saying this is the last day of the service. You know how some folks like to wait to the last. But that's all right.
Amen.
Main thing, make sure you get your business straight.
That's right.
While time is time.
Yes.
Because time is going to run out.
Yes.
And then eternity is going to take over. And eternity lasts forever.
Whatever.
Everlasting to everlasting. No end. That's why we need to make some reservations. That's why we need to make a choice. Make sure that our destination is set. Because if wherever we live to go, that's where we're going. And see, sometimes when you make a destination to go to California on a plane, you can change your mind. It might cost you a little extra fee to change your mind, and you might want to go to another destination. But there ain't going to be no change in minds there. Praise God. I don't know about you. I want to go to heaven.
Yes. Amen.
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 I want to go to heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Because hell is hot.
Yes,
it is.
And it's tight.
Yeah.
Brother was speaking about how in Honduras, how in those jails, how they just have them bunks and pile you on top of one. You know, everybody just pile all in there. Amen. You know, just stick it just with people, just in one little jail cell. You know, hell is, the Bible says it's enlarged in 7 days. I don't want to go there. Guess what? And I ain't going there.
Amen, Lord. Amen.
I like what Brother Jackie said. You got to know what you got on hand. You got to know you're right. You got to know you're saved. It's time to have some no-so salvation. It's so sad to be living Christian all your life, 10, 20, 30 years, and you still kind of wondering if you in or out. Come on here. We got to know what we got on hand. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't know Jesus, I said, if you don't know Jesus,
yes, sir,
for your Savior, you need to get to know Him today.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. You don't need to leave this place. Because Jesus is the one that we need. He is the only one.
Come on, sir.
See, I'm glad that He's not like man. Sometimes man will leave you. Man will get upset.
Yeah, true.
Man, I'm kicking to the curb.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm glad Jesus will stick with you. He said, I will never leave you.
Amen.
Not forsake you.
Yes.
He said, I will be with you until the end of the world. And I'm glad we got a mighty God to be with us. To lead us and guide us. When trouble times come, He's still right there.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Ain't God good?
Amen.
Amen.
But I'm so glad today that we got a chance and we got a choice. And it's time to make some wise choices. I'm going to speak about a man in the Bible that called it runaway. And I know he ain't the only runaways.
That's right.
I believe we got some runaways in here this morning.
Yes, Lord.
But I just want to change your run and change it to the right direction.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're running, but you're running the wrong direction.
All right. All right.
It ain't nothing about running.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to run.
Yes, but where you running?
But you need to be running to the Lord.
Yes, my Lord.
Zacchaeus ran.
Yes.
Amen. He was short of stature. But he knew Jesus was going to pass there.
Yes.
And he went to see Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I said, how many in here want to see Jesus?
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You got to put forth some effort.
Yes.
If you really want to see Jesus.
Yes.
Zacchaeus, he climbed a sycamore tree.
Yeah.
I said, because he was short, he wanted to be able to see him because he know the Lord on pastors there. But he could have said, could you pick me up somebody? He could have went, but one of them 6 feet boys like brother over here. Say now, brother. You know what I'm talking about. You could have got a tall man like that and said, could you pick me up? Put me on your shoulder because I want to make sure I see Jesus. But he worked his own soul salvation out.
All right. All right.
Sometimes we want an easy way.
Yes.
We want a convenient way.
Yes.
But we need to work our own soul salvation out.
Good word. Amen.
I said, ain't God good in here?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Now, I want to ask a question here. I want to ask a question here for Cam. Well, I want to make a statement first. I want to let you know, like I said, you were running. But I want to let you know something about that run. How many know you can run? But you can't hide.
Amen.
That's what I want you to know today. I said you can run, but you can't hide. Now we're going to talk about this runaway today. Praise God. I believe, like I said, I believe some in here is run, that's the same shape as this brother Jonah were in. Amen. I believe some of us here today is in the same condition. You're running away from the Lord. Somebody done hurt you. Somebody done said something to you. Something ain't working right here. I don't want no parts of it. I'm real throw the towel in. But I'm here to tell you that ain't the answer.
Right.
You need to come to Jesus.
Amen.
I say you need to come to Jesus.
Yes.
See, Brother Jonah had to learn that he was going the wrong way.
Yes.
Ain't God good in here? You know, my dad, he used to be a person that he kind of mixed up when he traveled. And my mother, we done told him, said, honey, you're going the wrong way. He said, no, I know what I'm doing here. Let me handle it. This is right. We're on the right road. Amen. You know, we got some folks like that think you're on the right road.
Because
you're on the wrong road. And it's time to make some choices. Now listen here, Jonah, let's turn over here to the book of Jonah, the first chapter. It said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise. Now listen to instruction. You know, instruction is very important.
Yes.
Amen. Now, the Lord is giving Jonah instruction. He said, now, I want you to arise and I want you to go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. In the word, it's a wicked city, and I want you to go, Brother Jonah, to that city and cry out. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare, therefore, and went down unto it, and go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So you see, he's out of order. Anytime you go from the presence of the Lord, you're going the wrong way.
Amen.
You need to make a U-turn. You need to get on the right track. While you got time. Ain't God good? But it said, but the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners was afraid and cried every man unto his God. Huh? They knew something was going on wrong. Amen. You know, when you got the devil on board, something's going on wrong. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
When you got the devil in your house, something going on wrong. That's why we need to pray for our husbands and our wives. That's why we need to pray for our relatives. Amen. Because when sin is around, sin is called disturbance. Ain't God good in here? But the Bible said, but the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. So then the mariners were afraid, and they cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the whirlwinds that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he laid and was fast asleep.
Yes.
Yes. Then some time to try to make you go to sleep and think all your weary is over. And is that why people sleep so much today?
Oh,
young people, they'll sleep at 12 or 1 o'clock if you let it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But I want to tell you something. How many know, Jonah, you can't hide.
That's right.
You might have went on the wrong boat. You might have went on the wrong direction. But I want to let you know you can't hide.
Right.
Amen. I want to let you know today we can't hide. God knows you. God knows your address. God knows where you live. God knows your email address. God knows your social security. How many know you can't hide from God?
Amen.
But I tell you, it's best to go God's way.
Amen.
See, now here Jonah, he went his way. And he had, the Bible says he had to what? Pay a fare. See, when you going the wrong way, you got to pay a fare.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Yes.
But if he just went the right way, he didn't have to pay.
Yes.
Amen. Joppa was a free ride. But when you go the wrong direction, when you want to do like you want to do, I want to let you know you're gonna pay it. Hey, hello, somebody. But we got to learn to do God's way and do what He tells us to do and follow His procedure. Amen. And then we will make it. Praise you, the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't God good? But I want to tell you, sometimes we in that same predicament. We trying to run. We trying to go another direction. But I'm here to tell you, God see you anyhow. Amen. God knows how to get your attention. God knows how to find you. Amen. The Lord had that great tempest, that great wind to begin to toss that boat here and there. Amen. But and then Jonah thought he was going to hide. Praise God. He went down into the sides of the ship. Amen. Ain't God good? And he lay and was fast asleep. I reckon he thought everything was all right. Nobody see me. I'm chilling out down here. I'm glad God see you. I said, God see you. I said, how many know you can't run from God? Amen. He got an everlasting eye. He see you when no man see you. Praise you, the Lord. So we might as well come straight to. We might as well be straight. We might as well do the right thing, praise God. Because God see everything we're doing. He knows us. He knows what we're doing. He knows if you in. He knows if you out, praise you the Lord. Sometimes we might have a name as being saved. You know, the name of being saved ain't good enough. We got to live this thing. I said we got to live this thing. Praise you the Lord. But God knows. But now listen, it says, so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. Oh, my Lord. Amen. So the shipmaster, he very concerned. Amen. He walked right up to Brother Jonah. He knew where the problem was, didn't he? Ain't God good? And I want to let you know, when you get to the problem, everything else going to smooth all right. Ain't God good? When you get to the root of the problem, amen, when you get the devil out of your lives, when you get the devil out of your home, when you get the devil out of your church, amen, things will smooth down on it. Everything will work right. Ain't God good in here? See, but when you got the devil there, see that ship rocking back and forth. But they came to him and said, "Oh sleeper, arise! I want you to call upon your God, and so that Oh sleeper, arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not." And they said everyone to his fellow, "Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whom call this evil is upon us." So that they cast lots, and the lot fell upon who? Jonah. Ain't God good? Didn't I say you can't hide? It ain't no hiding place. God see you. Praise you the Lord. You remember Adam when he was walking in the cool of the day. Praise God. God said, Adam, where are thou? See, the Lord just wanted Adam to say, "Here I am, Lord." I mean, the Lord knew where Adam was at.
Yes.
He knew where he was hiding. Huh? But amen. But God wants us to come out and say, "Here am I." Let's turn right there right quick. Genesis, the 3rd chapter. Pray for us.
Bless your word.
Amen. You get it, read, please. It's Genesis 3, 8 through 14. Read that. I'm just letting you know you can't hide. God see you.
And when they heard the voice of the Lord God.
And when they hear the voice
of the Lord God.
Of the Lord God.
Walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Walking in the garden of the cool of the day.
And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God.
Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord.
Amongst the trees of the garden.
We'll stop right there, sister. Among the tree of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes you may wonder, there's a problem when you're trying to hide. You know, when you're trying to hide, you done something that you don't want to own up to.
Mm-hmm.
You done something out of order. Sometimes it works right along with the saints. You know, when we do something, when we do a little something out of order, we begin to hide.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
You look around in the congregation, you say, "Where brother so-and-so? I ain't seen him in a few weeks. Where's sister so-and-so? I ain't seen her in a few weeks." Amen. And a lot of the times, not all the time, but a lot of the times, folks then slip back a notch. See, one thing about the devil, he ain't just going to get you all at one time.
That's right.
And just push you down the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll let you go notch by notch.
Yeah.
Amen. He'll allow you to get a little neglected. You'll quit coming to church. You'll quit, praise God, reading the Bible. You'll quit fellowshipping with the saints. See how the devil gets you? And then after a while, he'll have you out.
Amen.
And then you're going to be leaving and going from the presence of the Lord. But I'm here to tell you that's danger zone.
Mm-hmm.
We got to wise and look up and see what the devil's trying to do to us.
That's right.
Amen. Because the Bible said he come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't think he's your friend. Don't think he likes you. He just wanted to get you all tangled up in sin.
That's true.
He wants you to change, get all confused where you can change directions. But I want to get you this morning on the right track. And Jesus Christ is that right track.
Yes.
Let's follow the Lord, church. I'm in the love of the Lord today. I said, I'm in the love of the Lord today with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Amen.
You can make it, church. Be encouraged. We need to encourage one another more. To let us know when you see somebody, praise God, kind of making a wrong turn. Don't yell at them. Don't ridicule them. Encourage them, say, "Brother, come on, let's turn on around."
Mm-hmm.
We praise God, get too close to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn around. We get a little too close to the cliff. I love you, my brother. Amen. We need to have some caring. And we just sung that song, Jesus Cares. And now we need to care. Amen. Care for your brothers and sisters. Amen. When you don't see them in church, have so much care where you communicate.
That's right.
Have so much care where you say, we miss you today.
That's right.
Where were you?
Yeah.
I love you, sister.
Yeah.
And I love you, brother.
Yeah.
That's how you keep folks encouraged.
Right.
But don't just walk around like they ain't nobody.
Yeah.
I don't care if you come to church. I don't care if you don't come to church. Now, how are we going to get these other folks saved? How are we going to get our loved ones saved? If we ain't loving and doing the things among ourselves, ain't God good in here? I tell you, church, we got to live this thing. Amen. Because our job is to love everybody. And if we love everybody, we'll extend some favor. Amen. We'll extend some concern. Amen. We are the brother's keeper. Praise God. We live in a time now in the world now where people just want to go and do what they want to do. Unconcerned. You see it when you're driving here in these Miami streets. You see it here on these turnpikes. You see it everywhere you go. They unconcerned. Only thing they want to do is get where they're going. They might knock you out of the way, but they don't get where they're going. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, let's take time to live holy. Let's take time to be like we need to be.
Amen.
Because we want to keep everybody going right. And I said, ain't the Lord good? Ain't God good in here? Amen. See, if we don't, the Lord see us.
Yes,
he knows us.
Right.
We can shout.
Come on.
We can sing all these beautiful songs.
Come on.
Amen. We can hold our hands up.
Come on.
But I'm going to tell you something. Can I tell you something this moment? But if you don't live right,
all
of that is in vain.
Amen.
If you don't get on in the right direction, all of that is in vain.
Yes.
Amen. If you don't, amen, quit leaving from the presence of the Lord, you ain't gonna make it. I wanna make it. I wanna do all I know to do. Amen. If you see me doing something I don't supposed to do, come to me. I don't wanna wait till I get over yonder and see you tapping on the shoulder. I wanna know. I wanna get it right now. So when I get over there, the Lord will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come into the joys of the Lord. That's what I want the Lord to say. Ain't God good? So it's time out for playing church. It's time out from hiding from the Lord. It's time out, amen, for just casually walking and trying to live. It's time to get on fire. Ain't God good in here? I said, the Lord knows you. I said, he knows you. All right, read on, sister. He knows you. What did he say? Genesis.
And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden.
Listen, I hear thy voice in the garden.
And I was afraid.
I was afraid.
Because I was naked.
See?
And I hid my...
Hold on. First of all, they didn't even supposed to know that. Why were they afraid? See, they didn't sin, didn't eat of that fruit. Isn't that something? Lord plainly gave the commandment to Adam. And the serpent and the woman. Everybody had knowledge that you shouldn't eat of that tree that's in the midst of the garden. If you eat it, you shall what?
Surely die.
Surely die. You shouldn't touch it. Don't go around. But so many times, curiosity. Why? Now there was, you know, other trees, but just that particular tree there.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Tree of life.
I can say right now, if this was a package that was sealed up, and I say, don't nobody bother this. Don't nobody touch it. Just leave it alone, because this is mine. I have done that with my daughters. Sometimes a package come in, I don't want to open. I know what it is. But they curiosity. They want to know what it is. I come back home. Little tape, little pull off here. Little peephole right there. A little turtle. They can see what was in there. I said, now who been messing with that box, that package? Adam, where art thou? Ain't God good in here. Nobody owns up to that. But curiosity, amen, get people in trouble. Mm-hmm. And that's what was the problem with Adam and Eve. They could eat of all the other, but the tree that was in the mix, don't you touch.
Amen.
Don't you bother it. But then the serpent beguiled Eve. And then Eve beguiled Adam. The Bible said, and he did eat. Husband and wife, I know we're close. My wife just left and I do miss her. We're close. We've been married going on 30 years. But you know what? We ain't that close, and we are not that oneness. If she go wrong, and I'm, you know, the Bible said he had one. I'm not that one where I'm gonna go along with her wrongness.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Husband might be my husband, and I know I'm supposed to obey my husband.
Yes.
But when it start contradicting the word of God,
I can't do it. That's right.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right.
So I gotta stick with the word.
That's right.
I gotta stick with the Bible.
Amen.
I'd rather serve God rather than mammon.
That's right.
Ain't God good in here.
Amen.
I love my wife. Not trying to disrespect her. Yeah. But don't offer me nothing that God told me to leave alone. Yeah. Don't try to make me do something that I know I shouldn't do.
Right.
And I hope she's the same way with me.
Right.
Praise you the Lord. And that's how husband and wife can really have love. See, you just don't want to be a how should I say? Submissive or so yes person. Everything yes. We need to go. We need to do this, and you know you shouldn't go this place. Oh yes, honey, you will go. No. If we don't pose a go. Amen. Come on now. If we don't pose a go to that place. No, I ain't going.
Amen.
It's time to stand up.
That's right.
And be a child of God.
Yes.
I'm not trying to break your home, sir.
Amen.
Don't go and say, Brother Jerry is telling me not to listen to my husband. No, I'm not saying that. I don't listen to yes. You can listen to your husband, and your husband listen to you. Amen. Like Brother said the other night, because you're the head, that don't mean you the boss. Head just mean you the responsible factor. You the one to take care of the family. You the breadwinner. Amen. Now, sometimes women, husband's not in place and ain't doing like they need to do. Sometimes they have to kind of go for it. But when that man get knowledge enough to know how to hold his position, amen, we need to humble ourselves.
Yes.
Praise God. And let that man be the head of that family.
Amen.
Amen. The head of the family. Like I told somebody, I was giving some counsel the other day to some young people, and I said, you know what? I said, my wife never paid a mortgage payment in my house. I do believe, I'm just talking about me, I do believe that's a man job. I do believe that's that man to take care of that home.
That's right.
And take care of that house.
That's right.
Amen. Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But so many homes today, unfit men, not in the homes. I mean, they're in the homes and they're not working. And they're not doing what they need to do and bringing in. You won't have a house, and a lot of times the women have to go forward and try to keep things going.
Yeah.
Ain't God good. But that's why we need to pray before we get married. We need to pray after we get married.
Yeah.
We need to pray that we get the right rib. Huh?
Amen.
See, there was a right rib for Adam. Lord formed a surgery on Adam, and he took that rib out of him. What did he do with that rib? He blew breath in that rib, and that rib became what?
A woman.
A living soul. Mm-hmm. And a woman. Okay, can I say something? I'm not an artist, but we're going to say this a rib. You got two ribs in your body. So, if he took one of the ribs, out of Adam, that left him with one, right? See, both of them ribs is perfectly, it might not be on this board. I just told you I want an artist. Both them ribs supposed to be the same size, dimension, and all. See? And see, so Adam was for Eve and Eve was for Adam. Now if you go out here just picking your own rib, your rib might be this size and you're going to pick a rib that size. And it ain't going to work. Ain't God good? See, Adam had that perfect rib for Eve. So be careful. So what I'm saying here, just don't go out here just because he's bow-legged and good-looking. Huh?
Hello, somebody.
I like that, you say. That's my choice right there. But you know what you need to be looking at? Is they saved?
That's it.
Amen.
Do they know the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength?
That's right.
Do they have victory in their soul?
All right now.
Is they stable?
That's right.
I don't know why I'm going here, but I'm gonna go here. But let me tell you something. Is they stable? Is they just got saved because they want me?
All right.
Supposed to get saved, trying to shoot and everything.
That's right.
Trying to get me still looking.
Yes.
Yeah, act right, talk right, say the right words.
Yes.
Go to the right places. Where you want to go, honey?
Wherever you want.
I'll buy. Ain't God good in here.
Yes.
But give you some age.
Yes.
In that marriage. I said, give you some age in that marriage. If it ain't on the rock, you don't face something else.
Yes,
huh?
Amen.
Come on now.
Yes,
pots and pans. Hello, somebody.
All right.
Scared to come home. Don't know what you're going to get. Might get a knot on your head and dare it to rise. Come on. That's why it pays to get the right rib. That's why it pays to follow procedure. That's why it pays to get into the Word of God.
Amen.
See, them slick dudes, if they like you, they knows how to do everything. They come to church every Sunday. They won't miss a Sunday. But get married. So may the Lord help us here. To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory. But here, Sister said, and the Lord God called Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I hear thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. Why you was afraid? Because you did something you didn't suppose and didn't sin. Because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou were naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I command thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, the woman which thou gave it to me, with me, she gave it to me. And he felt like a child, don't he? You're like a little child. You go ask her, who threw those shoes in that pool?
He gave me the shoes and I threw them in there.
Come on. That's an excuse.
That's right.
Don't try to put an excuse on your wife.
That's right.
And a wife put an excuse on the husband.
That's right.
I'm a car salesman. And I deal with that every day when I'm selling cars. Come up there and want to buy a car. First thing to say, you know, I like this car. The price is right. It's nice. Look like you got good tires on. We just drove it. But you know what? Let me talk to my wife.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing. You need it before you make purchases. But these people here, most of the time, you can tell they ain't that humble to be going home and talking to their wife. They can make that decision then. But they just want to bring an excuse. Well, let me talk to my wife and I definitely going to get back. Majority of the time, they don't come back. They don't come back. They don't call. Amen. So, Adam, that's no excuse. Your woman gave this to you, and he said, and he gave it me of the tree, and I did eat. But you didn't have to eat.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
My wife likes stuff that I don't like, and she said, taste this, honey. I said, no, I don't care for that. I don't like that. But it's good. Enjoy. Amen. I don't like it. Can't make me eat nothing I don't like. Amen. So what I'm saying is, he didn't have to eat. But the Bible said, and the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. So she had her excuse. She didn't have to listen to the devil.
Huh? That's
listen to the serpent.
That's
we got to watch that. Listen to the devil.
Amen.
Devil have you going the wrong paths. Devil have you going on the wrong road. Listen to him. Praise God. He will beguile you. Don't entertain his thoughts. He ain't coming to tell you nothing no good. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah.
But the Lord's job is to give life and life more abundantly.
Yeah.
Amen. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed. And we know the curses that was brought upon them. Amen. But the point I was bringing out here, both of these incidents, they both were going from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Adam and Eve, they went from the presence of the Lord. And Jonah here went from the presence of the Lord. So we see going from the presence of the Lord does not pay. Amen. Ain't God good?
Amen.
All right. But it said here, what verse did we stop on?
Eight.
Eight. All right. It said, then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for who called this evil to come upon us? So they began to question Jonah, where is thy occupation? What is thy occupation? And whence cometh thou? Where is thy country? And of what people are thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and dry land. Then were the man exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought, and was temperate. And he said unto them take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, that I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men row hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was temperous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech you thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth unto the sea, and the sea ceased from raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish. See, how many know there's consequences for sin?
Amen.
When you do wrong, there's consequences.
Yes.
Amen. So he made a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And then it said, and then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish belly. And we all know the rest of the story. Praise God. After he, praise ye the Lord, was in that belly for 3 days and three nights. That was a type of hell. Amen. See, one thing about God, He knows how to get our attention. He knows how, praise God, to let us see who we are. When we do wrong and make mistakes, praise God, and sin, and when God tells you to go to, praise you the Lord, to Joppa, and you making a turn going to Tosh. Amen. See, but God knows how to get your attention and let you see you made an error. You're going the wrong direction. So now, he was in the belly of the whale, praise you the Lord, for 3 days and three nights. Amen. And I grant you, when he got out of that belly of the whale, when he was vomited up, he ran. I believe the scripture said he made a day,
2 days.
I mean,
2 days.
Is it 2 days?
Yeah, 2 day journey.
2 day journey in 1 day.
Yeah.
Ain't that a blessing? See? God knows how to get our attention, church. Amen. A lot of time we do some useless things and some things that hold up progress. See, if he just would have followed the procedure, should have followed the direction that God had gave him, he would have made it. Amen. And didn't have to go through all this hardship, having the ship rocking and going through the belly of the whale. A lot of times we bring things on ourselves for not doing the will of the Lord. But I'm here to tell you, we need to follow His procedure and follow His direction. And we know, praise you the Lord, that everything will be alright. Ain't that alright? Praise you the Lord.
For a correction, brother.
It was three.
It says, so Jonah rose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of a 3 day journey.
Yeah, it was.
Now Jonah began to enter into the city
one day.
A day's journey.
All right.
And he cried yet 40 days, and then it shall be over.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Praise you, the Lord. All right. Now, let's turn now to Psalms, the 139 chapter. We want to, David here is letting the Lord know we need to. And realize tonight that the Lord knows us. He knows everything about us. He knows our thinking ability. He knows what you're thinking right now.
That's right.
The Bible said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou know my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways.
Yes.
How many know God knows us? We can't fool God.
That's right.
No.
He knows all about us.
Amen.
Amen. He knows right now if you're on the wrong track.
That's right.
He knows right now if you're on the wrong way.
That's right.
He knows right now that you're still trying to run away.
Yeah.
And now it's time to run to the Lord.
Amen.
That's all I want to let you know. Today it's time to run to Jesus.
Yes.
While you got a chance. You need to run to the Lord while blood is running warm in your veins.
Amen.
You need to run to the Lord while you have activities of your limbs.
That's right.
You need to run to the Lord while you got a good mind.
That's right.
Amen.
See, one day you can have a good mind and next day your mind gone.
That's right.
Look what's happened today. People is, one day they well and doing good and next day they sick. I just hear some situation in here.
Yeah.
Praise you the Lord. So we never know when we're going to leave from here.
Amen.
We never know when time's going to be up in our lives.
That's right.
That's why we need to make sure our house is in order.
Yes.
That's why we need to make sure that we are prepared to meet the Maker.
Yes.
Amen. Because we don't know when He's coming.
That's right.
But we want to make sure that everything is all right.
Yes.
But I'm here to let you know that you don't fool God. You might fool God. You might think you're fooling God. But I'm here to tell you, you ain't fooling God in no time. He knows you. He knows your uprising. He knows your down sitting. He knows all about you. He knows the hair that you have on your head is numbered. Praise you the Lord. He knows you. So the Bible said, "Thy compasseth my path, and my laying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, altogether thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there." Huh?
Yeah.
"If I made my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, praise ye the Lord, even there shall thy hand hold me, and thy right hand shall amen hold me." So wherever you go, God is always present. Amen. If you're in the hiding part of the ship, trying to be sleeping, hiding, God see you there. Praise you the Lord. If you're walking in the cool of the day, praise God. Hiding, Lord see you there. There's no hiding place. God knows you. God knows where you stand. God knows you. He knows what you're thinking right now. God knows you in. God knows you out. And we don't want this meeting to close and close us out and be unprepared to meet the Maker. Amen. We want everybody to have an opportunity to come and acknowledge the wrong and acknowledge that I need strength. Sometimes we just need some strength. Praise you, the Lord. Whatever we need, we know God can help us to get it. Praise you, the Lord. I'm glad we got a God that loves us. I'm glad we got a God hand stretched out. Amen. Let's turn now to Luke, praise you the Lord, the 15th chapter. Luke 15th chapter here. And the 11th through the 21st verses. Amen.
And he said, a certain man had two sons.
Listen now, a certain man had two sons.
And the younger of them said to his father.
And the younger one said unto his father.
Father. Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.
All right, the younger son wanted his goods that followed to him.
And he divided unto him, unto them.
And he divided upon them.
And not many days afterwards. The younger son gathered all together.
Amen. After he got all his goods, he began to leave.
And took his journey. To a far country. And there wasted.
His substance.
In riotous living.
Amen. Now hold right there. See, sometimes we do some things in our life we are embarrassed about. Sometimes we go do some things that we feel that is so bad that we don't think God can rescue us. But I'm here to tell you, whatever today that you have done in your life, Jesus' hands is stretched forth. Just like the prodigal father, his hand was stretched forth, although he could have been upset. Here I done gave my son all his earnings, and now he done wasted in riotous living. Read.
And he has spent all.
He spent all.
There rose a mighty famine in that land.
And he began to be in want.
And he went. And joined himself to a citizen of that country.
A citizen of that country.
And he sent him into his fields. To feed swine.
Oh, my Lord. Occupation. That's a pretty low occupation there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Feeding the swine. See what sin can do? Bring you down to the lowest floors. Bring you down to the dumps.
Yeah.
But I'm glad God hand is stretched forth.
Yes.
I'm glad the Lord's hand is stretched open.
Yes.
Amen. He still loves us.
Yes.
Although we're undone, yes. Although we don't have no money, only occupation we have is feeding the swine. But the Lord still loves us.
Amen.
Praise God. His hands are stretched forth.
Yes.
You know when he came to the Father, you know he wasn't smelling good. Being feeding hogs. Probably was smelling. Probably was stinking. But see, it matter not how low we may be.
Yes.
It matter not how undone condition we may be in. It matter not what we have been through. Lord is still hand is stretched forth. He wants you to come unto him all ye labor. I said he wants you to come to him all ye labor and heavy laden. Praise ye the Lord. His hand is stretched forth. We don't want this meeting to close us out. The Lord is dealing with somebody here right now. I can feel the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
So come. Praise you, the Lord. Lord still loves you. Despite of all. Jesus still cares for you. Although you didn't do right last week. Although you didn't act right this morning. Lord still loves you.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Ain't God good? He's still telling you to come. I'll make it right for you. I'll turn you on the right direction. I'll turn you around. Huh? Amen. What else you say, my sister?
I'm going to skip a little bit. And when he came to himself, he said.
When he came to himself.
He said.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times we need to come to ourselves.
Yes.
That's why we act like we act. And that's why we do like we do, because we're not ourselves. It's time to come to ourselves this morning. To realize the way I'm living, I want to make a change. I don't want to be that same person that I was when I came in this morning. I want to be a brand new creature in Christ.
Amen.
The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are what? Passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Isn't that good? God can make you brand new. Amen. Them old ways you used to have, he can do away with it.
Yes.
He can throw it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Yes.
See, he can clean you up.
Yes.
He can form surgery on you.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
If you got darkness in your life, he can transform it to light.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. He can take the old stone and heart out and put you a heart of flesh.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
He can put a new song in your mouth and a praise in your heart.
Yes.
His hand is stretched forth this morning. He said, come. It's time to come. It's time to get on the right road now. It's time to turn around and get on the right road. All right, read on.
I will arise. Go to my father.
See, he thought about it. He said, now you know what? I got a father.
Yes.
I got a father that got everything I need.
Yes.
I got a father that have the bread.
Yes.
I got a father that got hired servants. I got a father that got me a job. I don't have to live like this. I don't have to get around like I'm doing. Sometimes we get in that same predicament. You feel like you got to stay in that rut. You feel like you got to stay in your condition. But I'm here to tell you this morning, this afternoon, you don't have to stay in your same condition. God can get you out of that rut. God can clean you up. God can put a song in your mouth and a praise in your heart. God can make you something that you didn't know you could be. Only thing you need to do is come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. And I want to say another thing. If you don't want to be saved, you need to come and get your heart tenderized.
Yes.
Ain't God good? Right. You know you can buy some tenderized seasoning for meat.
Amen.
Amen. But we need our heart spiritually tenderized. Praise God. So our heart won't get harder and harder. When you continue to hear messages after messages. And you just turn and rebel. And walk out of here. Do you know your heart get harder, harder and harder? But amen, we want the Lord to help us to surrender.
Yes.
Praise God, ourselves. And say, Lord, here am I. You take control. You handle me, Lord. Lord, I'm tired of this life. Amen. We got to get me tired. Real tired. Amen. The ways we used to go. We tired, Lord. Amen. I need relief. And I want to tell you, God can give you relief. I'm glad for the prodigal son. He said, you know what? I got a father. I got a father. And we got a father.
Amen.
Amen. They got everything we need. Amen. Our daddy got everything we need. He said, in my father's house. Oh, many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. He said, I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, ye may be also. So just know whatever we need. It's in the Father's house.
Yeah.
Amen. Now what did brother son do?
Read it. Say unto him.
Say it unto him.
Father. I have sinned against heaven.
I have sinned against heaven.
And before thee.
And before thee.
And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son.
I feel unworthy. I don't even feel worthy to be called thy son.
Make me as one of our hired servants.
Make me just one of your hired servants.
And he arose.
And he arose.
And came to his father.
And he came. I said he came to his father.
Yes.
That's all we want you to do this morning. We want you to arise and come to your father.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, he'll work a miracle.
Yes.
He'll ain't God good in here.
Yes.
Matter, you could be a drug dealer. You could be an alcohol drinker. You could be a prostitute. Whatever you are, God can change you.
Yeah.
Amen. See, he don't skin his nose up at people because you are doing you got on your past history. You do this, and you do, but God, he loves you. The prodigal father, he didn't skin his nose up at the son, but he was happy.
Yeah.
Ain't God good?
Yeah.
That's good enough, right there, sister. He was happy.
Yes.
Amen. He was so happy. He said, wear one of my best robes. Praise God. Not just any robe, but I want one of the best robes.
That's right. That's
amen. Right. And give me one of the fattest cats. Not one of them old broke down calves. Can't holler walk. But give me one of the fattest cats. Because we're going to party. We are rejoicing. Ain't God good in here?
Amen.
Amen. When you come to the Lord,
yeah.
That's the same way the Lord is.
Yeah.
Amen. He'll give you just what you need.
Yeah.
Amen. If you need a new heart, he will give you a new heart.
Yeah, yeah.
I said if you need a new mind, he'll give you a new mind.
Yeah.
If you need to change directions,
yeah.
He'll change your directions.
Amen.
If you need to be going north, and you're going south. He knows how to turn you around. I thank God today. Whatever you need, apply. Come. unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and low in heart, and ye shall find rest. Do we need rest this morning? Amen. God is a rescuer. Praise you, Lord, in times that we live in. In times like these, we ain't got to worry about the earthquakes. We ain't got to worry about the things of the world and all the different things that's going on. Because why? Our God have it in control. Ain't God good?
Amen.
So may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us this morning to look to Him, and everything else will be all right. Thank you, Lord.